Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing a special NFL Week 7 game preview between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New York Giants. So if you enjoy the video or the episode podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, clips of our show, and also now full episodes of our show on Instagram at 100 Football. So go follow us over there. And also our LinkedIn page, which is just another place you connect with us and check out our podcast. You can find links over there, and we have thousands of podcasts, guys. All the game previews, all the Legends interviews, draft prospects, anything you can think of that we show here, live, Facebook, YouTube, it's on our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you enjoy listening to your podcast, you can find 100 Yards of Football. Let's get into this one. I'm excited for this game. This is a good one here. The Giants versus the Jaguars. Sunday, October 23rd, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in Duval in Jacksonville. Let's get it started. Looking at the Jaguars so far this season, 2-4 record on the year. Three straight losses. Lost against the Colts most recently, 34-27 in a game in which it was a revenge game for the Colts. In week two, the Jaguars shut them out 24-0. So you know the Colts were wanting some revenge, and boy, did they ever get it in that day. Matt Ryan turning back the clock, almost 60 passing attempts for 389 yards. Are we sure this wasn't his MVP season? Because he had one of those days. Three touchdowns, no interceptions, didn't get sacked at all. So just keep it clean in the pocket, man. Let Matt Ryan do his work, and he's going to get it done. The rushing game, obviously no Jonathan Taylor, but no problem in that one. Michael Pittman, goodness gracious, young man. 13 catches, 134 yards, 10.3 average, wasn't able to get the end zone. And Deion Jackson, nice prize as well, 10 catches for 79 yards. The defense, like I said, hit and miss so far this season. But for Jacksonville, right, the Colts, they just couldn't stop. But for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, really, really solid, right? 20-22 passing. I mean, that's very good. 165 yards, one touchdown, no interception, sacked four times on the day, though. The running game was a nice surprise as well. As a team, 33 attempts, 243 yards, 7.4 average, got in the end zone three times. Lawrence got in there twice, and Jamichael Hasty got in there once. Receiving corps, Zay Jones, five catches for 42. Right behind him was Evan Engram, five catches for 40 total yards. The defense, Foisade Olakun, an old friend here in Atlanta, led the way with 12 tackles. As a team, no sacks on the day. Like I said, couldn't get the Matt Ryan. That O-line really stepped up big. Three tackles for loss, seven passes defended, though, with as much as Matt Ryan was throwing the ball, I'm not shocked. But they were not able to get an interception on the day. On the season for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence is starting to silence some of the doubters he's had so far in his young career. On the year, 1,397 yards, a 65% completion clip, 6.9 average, averages around 230-some-odd yards a game, nine touchdowns, only four interceptions, has been sacked 10 times on the young season. So I think that he could have another big day here against the G-men. The rushing game, James Robinson, Travis Etienne, they're starting to get some gel, right? They're starting to get rolling. Both of those gentlemen ran the ball for over 300 yards so far on the season. However, Robinson got into the end zone three times. Etienne still looking for that first touchdown on the ground for the year. Christian Kirk, the big offseason acquisition for the Jaguars. So far, so good. 362 yards on 25 receptions. Four touchdowns leads the way for this receiving core. The defense, like I said, for Yosade Olakun, loved saying the name, 58 tackles, leading the team right behind Devin Lloyd, who's looked really good as well, 56. In terms of sacks, they have a total of only 10 on the season. The main guy you're looking at to get that is Josh Allen. No, I'm not talking about the quarterback in Buffalo. So far, this has been a nice surprise team for Jacksonville. I know the record doesn't show it, but they are working, man. They're trying to get everything pieced together. I mean, obviously, you know, this is a team with a lot of young talent. Obviously, number one overall pick, Trayvon Walker, 22 tackles on the year, one sack. He's still trying to get things rolling, but Jacksonville is a team to look out for and could easily play spoiler this season. Let's talk about the Giants. Speaking of a team that's surprising people, 5-1? 5-1. Who would have guessed that? I mean, they are looking solid. If it wasn't for a tough loss against the Cowboys, they'd be undefeated. They lost 23-16. Other than that, after that loss, they've rattled off three straight wins. They're five wins. That is tremendous for this team. They have struggled in many, many years in recent memory. So this is a very nice surprise. New York is hot right now, right? The Rangers, they just started in the NHL. You got, of course, the Giants looking good. You have the Yankees right now getting closer and closer to maybe another World Series berth. So New York is a hotbed for sports right now. And for these Giants, man, they just keep winning the close ball games. They won 24-20 over the Baltimore Ravens this past week. And on the day, right, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, 19-27 passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions for 173 yards. Saquon Barkley, bit of a down day for him, but still pretty solid nonetheless. 22 carries for 83 yards, only a 3.8 average, but did get in the end zone once. Like I said, he's looked really good this year. I could definitely see Saquon having a great day. Receiving core, Daniel Bellinger led the way, five grabs for 38 yards. And for that defense, they did pretty solid as well, only gave up 20 points. Chalk it up to Xavier McKinney leading the way with nine tackles on the day. Two sacks, give one of them to Kayvon Thibodeau, the young man who's been putting in work this season, and the other one to Mr. Dexter Lawrence. INT from Julian Love. Looking at this team, taking a deeper dive into the stats, Daniel Jones has been a really good surprise for a lot of teams. A lot of people thought that this might be it for him, that if he doesn't come out and work, he could be gone, right? He could be a backup somewhere. He'd no longer be a starter. But so far on the year, 67% completion clip, looking good. Over 1,000 yards thrown, check, 1,021 to be precise, a 6.4 average. Five touchdowns, only two interceptions. So, obviously, you know, he's not going to go out there sling the ball around. He only averages about 170 yards a game. But that's not what he's meant to do. He's meant to be a game manager and give the ball to a now healthy Saquon Barkley, who has been a monster this year for the New York Giants and for fantasy owners across the league. 119 carries, 616 total yards on the ground, averaging 5.2 a rush. He averages around 102 yards a game, so he has looked back and better than ever. Receiving core, a bit of a revolving door of guys who were just kind of getting equal opportunities. Right now, Richie James leads the way with 189 total yards. Saquon behind him, 155. Only five touchdowns from the receiving core, the main one being Daniel Bellinger with two. And like I mentioned, the defense for this team is very solid. It's done its job. And they're producing wins. Julian Love, the safety, leads the way with tackles. Not what you really like to see, but hey, it works nonetheless. He's got 41. In terms of sacks on the year, Dexter Lawrence is looking solid. Four in total so far for him. Like I mentioned, Kayvon Thibodeau still trying to get his footing in four games so far this season. But I like this team, man. I think the Giants are a really good team. I mean, it might be a little too early to say how they're going to do the rest of the year, but they are definitely trending upward. They're looking really good under Coach Daboll. He's seemed to get the culture, the swag back in New York, get the fans into it, and it is nice to see. So that being said, my final prediction for this upcoming ball game: Giants, Jaguars, Week 7, October 23rd, Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern. Check this one out. I'm going to go with the New York Giants, improving their record to 6-1 on the year. Give me the Giants 30 and the Jacksonville Jaguars 23. 7-point ball game. I think Saquon has a really good day. I think Trevor Lawrence does good as well. But I just got the Giants riding the hot hand, man. Could you blame me? I got the Giants getting the win of this one. But hey, drop a comment. Who do you think will win this ball game? Will it be the Giants? Will it be the Jaguars? And who is going to be the top performer? Will it be Saquon? Will it be Trevor Lawrence? Travis Etienne? We'd love to hear it on Facebook, YouTube. Also, you can drop a comment on our podcast as well. We check those out every single day. We appreciate all the amazing support you guys have been giving us as of late. As it checks out Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Hey, enjoy some football this weekend, everyone. Whether it's college, whether it's NFL, high school, your local high school football games, just go out there, enjoy, have a good time. Fall is in the air, and it is the perfect time for some football. Until the next time, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Jets of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing a special NFL Week 7 game preview between the Chicago Bears and the New England Patriots. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, LinkedIn as well. And, of course, on our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and any platform you enjoy listening to your podcast. Let's get into this one. Chicago, New England, we're having a Monday Night Football battle here with these two squads. Let's talk about the Chicago Bears. Rough go at it as of late. Losers of three in a row, lost this past week to the Washington Commanders in a rough game on Thursday Night Football, 12-7. A very low scoring affair, not much offense being played at all, and another loss for the Bears. Justin Fields, the quarterback, he's, you know, been hit and miss. Sometimes he's been good. Sometimes he's been a little bit iffy. So far on the young season, just six games in, he's looking at 869 passing yards. Only a 54.8% completion percentage, has to get that up. A 7.6 average, four touchdowns, five interceptions. But where the real struggle is that in these six games, he has been sacked 23 times. So definitely some O-line issues. Looking at the running game, Khalil Herbert's been a nice surprise, over 400 yards on the field. We know that Fields get it done with the legs as well. Ran for close to 300 so far on the season. David Montgomery in five games, he's looked pretty solid as well, around 250 yards. The receiving core, which is something that has been scrutinized through a lot of media corporations, a lot of sports analysts throughout the country, we already know it is not the most stacked lineup. Darnell Mooney, a nice day so far. Like I said, 17 catches on the year, 241 yards. That leads the team. In terms of touchdown receptions, there's only been four touchdown receptions by this receiving core so far this year. Two of those coming from Dante Pettis, who's got five grabs, actually, for 135 yards. So there's really not a huge weapon. Mooney obviously is your number one, but at what, how big of a number one is he truly in this offense? The defense, like I said, they did good. They didn't allow too many points against the Commanders, only 12, but still they did take the loss in that ball game. Looking at how the defense has done on the season for Chicago in terms of how the records have been, how many points they've been giving up each and every game. Week one, they only gave up 10 points. The next week, they gave up 27, then gave up 20, then gave up 20, then 29. So they're going to average, you know, getting around that 20 points a game is what they're giving up pretty much every week so far. So expect New England to take advantage of that. Roquan Smith, we know what he's been up to, right? He's been putting in work. We know he, requested a trade earlier in the year. Hasn't gotten one yet, but so far he's looking dominant. 66 total tackles, leads the team by a large margin, 20 to be exact. In terms of the D-line, right, 11 sacks as a team. The number one man in that regard is a three-way tie between Travis Gibson, Justin Jones, and also the safety, Jaquan Brisker, right there. Passes defended, look at the corners. You got Kendall Vildor and Kyler Gordon, who's got Vildor's got four and Gordon's got three. Interceptions, a nice surprise here. Eddie Jackson has three on the season, leading his squad there on defense. So the Bears struggle on offense. Do pretty decent on defense, just still trying to put some pieces together. Now, let's talk about the Bill Belichick-led New England Patriots. course, we don't know if Mac Jones is going to be able to play in this ball game. There has been no information at the time of this recording if he is going to be available or if the backup quarterback, Bailey Zappe, will get the ball once again. So far, the Patriots looking, 3-3, right at 500 on the season, but they are winners of two in a row. Against the Detroit Lions, they shut them out 129-0. Zappe threw for 188 yards in that ball game. And also, a surprise running back has taken over the NFL this season with Ramondre Stevenson. He ran for 161 yards in that ball game. And then this past week, October 16th, against the Cleveland Browns, they got a huge win, 38-15. That offense was absolutely on point. Zappe, 24-34, 309 yards, a 9.1 average, 2 TDs, and kept it clean. No interceptions on the day. Ramondre Stevenson, like I mentioned, 19 carries for 76 yards, 4.0 average, not bad at all. He did hit pay dirt twice, though, with 2 scores. The receiving core, they have done pretty nice. Devontae Parker showing up this season. 4 catches for 64 led the way, and Hunter Henry behind him, 4 catches for 61 yards. The defense has done really well so far for this New England Patriots squad. So far on the year, they've only given up, 20 points in week 1, gave up 36, 27, but these past 2 weeks, they've been getting it gelled, they've been getting it together. I know it hasn't been pretty early in the season, but now that we're kind of getting towards the middle portion of the year, you can see that it is starting to click. Kyle Duggar led the way against Cleveland with 8 tackles, with Raekwon McMillan with 4 of those behind him. Now, looking at the roster as a whole, who's doing what on the defensive side of the ball? Of course, you got to look, right? Your main tackler, your number one guy, you got Jawan Bentley with 32 on the season. In terms of sacks, Matthew Judon is a force to be reckoned with, 6 sacks in 6 games. Just getting to the quarterback, they have 17 sacks as a whole, with Dietrich Wise Jr. behind him with 5. Passes defended, chalk that one up to Jack Jones with 4 on the season, and your leading man getting interceptions is a 2-way tie between Jack Jones and Jalen Mills. So looking at this ball game, I think that New England's going to come out fast. They're going to come out hungry. If Mac Jones does play, like I said, we're not too sure at the moment of this recording, I don't know how he's going to look. Is he going to be rusty, or do you just not really stress about it? Do you throw Bailey Zappe out there? He's done really good so far in his short time as the quarterback for this New England Patriots squad. 51 completions for 7 out of 70. That's good for 72%, close to 600 yards already in just 3 games. So looking really good, a 4 touchdown, 1 INT ratio, and only been sacked 5 times. So, he's stepped in really well in this Mac Jones injury. So if I was Bill Belichick, right, if I was the personnel up there, I wouldn't rush him back. Not for this game against Chicago, who is on a downward trend, it seems. I would go with Bailey Zappe once again. Just give him the ball, see what he can do. Don't rush Mac Jones back. There's still plenty of time left in this season. So final prediction for this one. Give me the New England Patriots getting the W in this one over the Justin Fields-led Chicago Bears. I'm going to go with the final score of New England 31 and Chicago 14. I'm not seeing much in that Bears offense right now, man. It's hit and miss. Sometimes they can go out there and score 20-some-odd points. Sometimes they struggle to get there. So that is my final score for this ball game. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, we go live each and every single week. Check out our podcast, Spotify Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Enjoy some football this upcoming week on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then, of course, this game on Monday night, 8:15, October the 24th, between the New England Patriots and the Chicago Bears. Until then, we'll talk to you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.